You're free now. Free to stream beyond your wildest dreams. Free to be everything you imagine, and then some. That's how it feels to have Quantum Fiber. Your world unleashed. Learn more at quantumfiber.com. Limited availability. Service in select locations only.
KSL News Time, 4:45. The three things you need to know this hour. First,
a woman in St. George is facing a sexual battery charge after a viral video. The woman allegedly pulled a girl's skirt down at a restaurant. I'm KSL News Radio's Amy Kobe.
Second, former President George W. Bush is coming to Utah next month. He'll be speaking at a Zions Bank event in Salt Lake City. Third, our biggest traffic trouble spot.
Stop and go delays on northbound I-15 starting right around 2100 South. It's all due to an accident northbound I-15 after 6 North. The right lane is open and we're in the final cleanup of the crash, but it's still going to take a while for these delays to clear out. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Scattered showers and thunderstorms continuing into the day tomorrow. I'm Kevin Eubank.
66 at the KSL Common Spirit Health Studios. Now our top national stories.
ABC News, I'm Daria Albinger. The judge in Donald Trump's hush money trial is scheduled a hearing for next Wednesday on prosecutors' latest claims that the former president violated a gag order, which prevents him from making public statements about witnesses and jurors. As he left court today, Mr. Trump turned his attention towards a case before the Supreme Court in which he claims he can't be prosecuted for anything he did while he was in office.
Presidential immunity is imperative, or you practically won't have a country anymore.
Several justices said they were looking past Mr. Trump's example to what a decision could mean for the future of the presidency. Back-to-back fundraisers tonight and tomorrow in New York for President Biden. Manhattan's district attorney says it'll do everything that it can to retry Harvey Weinstein on rape charges. New York's highest court threw out the disgraced movie mogul's 2020 rape conviction, saying the judge allowed testimony in the trial based on allegations which weren't part of the case. This is ABC News.
Hey, Casey Scott here, and I want to tell you about my podcast, Project Recovery, sponsored by Reprieve Recovery. It's a podcast about addiction, but more importantly, it's about recovery. My co-host, Dr. Matt Woolley, and I hear stories about overcoming addiction and going from rock bottom to living a healthier and sober lifestyle.
We also share strategies with people at all stages of recovery, and we hope it'll help you find what works best for you, and we can support one another. That's Project Recovery, a KSL podcast. Subscribe for free anywhere you listen to podcasts.
Two young fathers are shot to death outside an iconic Utah restaurant.
I said, your dad has been hurt really bad.
The grief was disorienting for those left behind until one choice changed everything.
I just remember writing this letter and it wasn't me writing it.
Can a personal decision shape generations?
We're all falling for this guy's trick.
I'm Amy Donaldson. Season 2 of The Letter, Ripple Effect, is available now. Follow us at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
And now the in-depth on KSL. Utah State scientists are getting a big pat on the back from NASA for keeping their head in the clouds. These scientists from Utah State are part of a team that helped figure out how to successfully grow food on Mars. KSL-TV's Mike Anderson is reporting on their work today, and he's joining us live. Mike, it sounds a lot like the plot of The Martians. Did these guys grow potatoes? What did they accomplish?
Yeah, it's actually a lot harder than Matt Damon makes it look. You know, on Mars, there's radiation from the sun, a lot of it, and the soil is toxic, so they're working on ways to grow. They had lettuce in there and corn, but growing it without using any soil and making sure they waste as little water as possible, because as you can imagine on Mars, they don't have water to spare.
Why does this matter? I mean, we're not imminently going to Mars at this point, right?
Yeah, it's long in the future, but you know, NASA has a lot of research projects that are always in process to look at answering, you know, future questions like this. They want to, you know, before we get to really, you know, they want to get to a future where we are looking at that mission, and we haven't figured out those questions yet. So they want to have those questions answered long in advance.
And they're getting some answers, courtesy of help from Utah State scientists. But I'm curious, is there any application for what they've learned for life here on Earth?
Yeah, absolutely. That's the great plus, is that they are studying ways to, you know, make farming more efficient, at least hydroponic farming, to where we're not wasting nearly any water, and so that can be applied to a current use. So there's many, and also looking at how to use LED lighting to create photosynthesis, which could be used here on Earth as well.
So this project will continue thanks to help from NASA, I would guess?
Yeah, so they're funding that, and it's not only it's a pretty huge grant, but it's not only them, but also four of the universities that are helping as well.
Oh, it's good to have their help, along with the Utah State scientists at work figuring out how to grow crops on Mars. Thanks a lot. And Mike Anderson, is your piece going to be on TV this evening?
Yeah, coming up in just about 15 minutes, and then again at 6 o'clock.
On KSL-TV, thanks a lot for joining us and giving us the heads up.
Two young fathers are shot to death outside an iconic Utah restaurant.
I said, your dad has been hurt really bad.
The grief was disorienting for those left behind, until one choice changed everything.
I just remember writing this letter, and it wasn't me writing it.
Can a personal decision shape generations?
We're all falling for this guy's trick.
I'm Amy Donaldson. Season 2 of The Letter, Ripple Effect, is available now. Follow us at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.